Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from lockdown Cairns here in far north Queensland, here at the First Nation radio station in Cairns, BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM, on your dingy country. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, your mob. 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yeah, so the news is here in Cairns, far north Queensland, lockdown as of 4 p.m. Yesterday. That's Sunday the 9th, and we are locked down for 3 days till Wednesday. And Sunday the 8th of August, locked down until Wednesday, 11 August, till 4 p.m. But at this point in time, because we had a lockdown of a taxi driver for 10 days, was in operation, driving around taxi doing his job, and locked down for 3 days. But as of this point in time, no new cases in Cairns. So that's fantastic, good news. So everybody needs to do their bit in regarding staying at home, keeping safe, and the rules do apply, similar to the lockdown down there in southeast Queensland. But have you saying, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Ready for your yarn, your mob too deadly.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Heidi Allen, a campaign advisor, Australian Bureau of Statistics. And we are talking about census on the line. Heidi, very good morning. How are you?
Yama, good morning.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Ngunnawal Country in Canberra.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Heidi.
I'm a Gamilaroi woman from Tamworth, New South Wales.
All right, fantastic. Look, it's come to the time now. Our census is upon us. What's your role there with census there, Heidi?
Yeah, I'm an Indigenous census spokesperson for the census this year. It's really great that they have like a young woman being the face of the census, so it's been really great.
Fantastic. So for our mob out there who don't know but should know, what is the census?
Yeah, the census is something that we complete every 5 years. It's information about who we are and how we're changing. You know, the census asks questions from who's staying at your home on August 10 to are you employed, your education. It asks all stories about who we are so that the government can provide services for us.
Yeah, fantastic. And very important information. It helps government makes decisions in where to put funding. And so that's what's very important for First Nation people to do the census and complete it. How can I complete the census, Heidi?
Absolutely, Trev. You can jump on now. Jump online and complete the census. The form is open and we're encouraging everyone to not wait till tomorrow night. You know, if you know who will be home tomorrow night, you can jump online and complete it now. Or if you need help, you can call us on 1-800-130-250. We have a 24-hour automated service to get help, you know, or you can request a paper form. That same number, 1-800-512-441, you can request a form, or there's help from us out in the community. We've got lots of community members out there at your local library, and they can help you fill in the form there as well.
Okay, come again with that number again, please, Heidi, 1-800.
130-250.
That's the magic number, 1-800-130-250. Fantastic. Now, we're filling out the census. How long does it take, Heidi?
The census takes around 30 minutes to fill out online. So not too strenuous, just a few clicks of the button. So it's about 30 minutes, but we do understand it might take a little bit longer depending.
Well, put the kettle on, have a cup of tea and fill out the census.
That's it. Sit around, have a couple biscuits.
Exactly. So we talked about how the census is so very important. What benefit does census data provide to communities?
Absolutely. The census data helps inform a lot of things that are around us, from local medical centres to mums and bubs groups. And one of my favourite stories of how census data helps is the GO Foundation with Adam Goods, and in partnership with Sydney Uni, they use census data to help Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders attend university, which I think is a great program. So census data really helps all of those different things come together and help our mob. You know, it's all about bettering our communities.
Fantastic. So very important. What barriers do people face when completing the census?
Absolutely. A lot of mob think maybe their information isn't private. It's really important to know that we don't share that with any other organisations like Services Australia, Centrelink, the police. We don't share that data. Sure. And a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders don't know that they should really be identifying. Sometimes we're a bit hesitant to identify, but it's really important that if you're Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, you know, to tick that box so we know how many of us there are in cities, small towns, remote areas, so we can get those services.
Yeah, fantastic. So before I let you go, Heidi, what would you your message be to communities about participating in the 2021 census?
Do it. It's the largest platform for us as mob, you know, to have our say. When else is there a time for all of us to put pen to paper, to metaphorically say, and have our say? You know, our voices are stronger and louder together.
Yeah, beautiful. Heidi, thank you so very much. Very important role you're playing there. Enjoy the journey. We're in lockdown here at the moment, so I think we've got plenty of time, 30 minutes to fill out a census.
Sending my love to everyone, all the mob up there in lockdown. You know, stay strong.
Too deadly. You take care, Heidi. All the best.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Too deadly. Beautiful young there. Heidi Allen, Campaign Advisor, Australian Bureau of Statistics, and talking about the census. And very important, it's August 10, so time to fill it out. And that's kicking off tomorrow by midnight. So do what you need to do to fix it, fill it out, and the support there. That number again is 1-800-130-250 if you've got any dramas or any questions regarding the census. So do fill them out. So very important, you mob, do your bit. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, here on National Talk Black. Like I said, live from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. We are in lockdown here in Cairns, Far North Queensland, as of Sunday the 8th, yesterday, from 4 p.m. right through to Wednesday. And that's Wednesday the 11th of August till 4 p.m. So have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Abide by the rules, you mob. Stay at home. If you're out and bad, wear a mask. 1.5 metres away, social distancing, do apply. And also constantly wash your hands. Let's keep this virus at bay.
Better get out of here. at the crossroads, watching the world go by. Baby, I'm sitting by the crossroads, I'm watching the world go by. Got this gut rot feeling, baby.
Yeah, watching the world go by. That's what we're doing in Cairns, Far North Queensland, and lockdown, you mob. That's Crossroads. Yugal here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, have your say. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yana with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So Yana, strong you mob, stay safe. We are in lockdown, so you need to stay at home keep your family safe. If you're out and about, please wear a mask 1.5 metres away from each other and constantly wash your hands, but abide by the rules. And if you don't need to be out, then you need to stay home. And at this point in time, like I said, no new cases in Cairns as of yesterday's lockdown. So that's great news. The other great news, Oxfam welcomes new funding to close the gap. We're talking Oxfam, who has welcomed the federal government's engagement with the Aboriginal community control sector to deliver more than $1 billion in new funding to improve the well-being of First Peoples. We're going to catch up with Yana with Oxfam Australia Chief Executive Lynn Morgan on the line. Lynn, very good morning. How are you?
Morning, Trevor. Good to be talking with you.
Yes, and great to be talking with you as well. And, like, money's not everything, but I rank it right up there with oxygen. Isn't this fantastic? And $1 billion investment for our mob and to Oxfam.
It is important.
So tell us about this deadly tool that you have in your hands.
Well, you know, this money is going to close the gap, which, you know, we all know is a really important thing, but I think people may not know that, you know, in the last few years there's been a much greater recognition of the importance of community ownership over this program of work. And so this money, combined with the fact that we've got such strong leadership in the community, does present us with a real opportunity to make change.
Yes. And like I said, I suppose the spin on we're all in this together, we can use that phrase, closing the gap. It is a community effort, government participants, First Nation people, non-Indigenous brothers and sisters. We need to all get it together, yes?
Yeah, and you know, there are things we know will make a difference, and we know it's the structural things that will change these stubborn health and other outcomes, you know, and so this money really helps us to start to bring together the work that our communities have been doing in all sorts of ways. But for Oxfam, we're particularly pleased to see the focus on justice, because we think that reducing the over-representation of Aboriginal people in Australian prisons, including children, must be a top priority of the Closing the Gap agenda, because if that doesn't happen, we're not going to see improvement in health.
Well, exactly. And having more money at the table, building more prisons is not the answer.
No, it's not the answer. No, it's not the answer. And, you know, there are lots of communities that have been working hard in all sorts of ways, you know, to come up with alternatives to prison. And we now know there are lots of good quality ways that we can deal with issues that isn't about prison. But we also know that, you know, the rate of incarceration of Aboriginal people is a national disgrace. And the fact that young people are being incarcerated has a lifelong impact for them and for the community that we could stop. You know, state and territory governments together with the federal government could stop that problem right now. And so, you know, along with the money, we have to see that policy action as well.
Yes, exactly. So it's about accountability from the government as well.
That's right. I mean, you know, internationally, Australia rate of incarceration is a shame. It's terrible. And So it's not like we don't know what else we could be doing. But, you know, this is a good news story. Money has been put in the right places.
Yep.
There's good opportunity for that really strong and effective community action that's been there for such a long time that is now in a position to take hold of that funding resources and get the work done.
Exactly. And we, Lynn, we must not forget, like, the black deaths in custody. When we're talking about 430-odd black deaths in custody, you know, like, I mean, you talk money about this, money like this at the table, justice, then that would bring those numbers down. Well, let's go to zero. It should be no deaths
That's
in custody.
Right. That's right. If you weren't locking people up, then they couldn't die there, could they?
Exactly.
So you're 100% right. You know, we need to... not only, you know, there's a whole range of things, you know, your listeners will know there's many things we could do to make, you know, prisons and the corrections system less dangerous. But at the end of the day, the real solution is not to be locking people up at all. And when we do that, we don't just improve justice outcomes, we improve health outcomes, social outcomes, economic outcomes. So this is really key, this change.
Exactly. And money there could be also spent for rehabilitation or prevention of being in the justice system as such.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, the programs that are working, of course, are the programs that put culture at the centre.
Exactly.
You know, we know that culture is the, you know, connection to culture. It doesn't matter what sort of social problem we're looking at, connection to culture is the answer. And the more we ensure that our programs, whether they're, you know, justice reinvestment or whether they're, you know, health or childcare or whatever they are, as long as the cultural element is at the centre of this response, we know it stands a good chance of success.
Exactly. And then that's getting our people at the table and working from the inside out. We've got the answers to our problems. We've got the solution to our problems. So let us steer the ship into the future.
Well, that's exactly right. Oxfam produced a report last year called In Good Hands, if anybody's interested in it. And what it shows is how community-controlled organisations over time have really made a huge difference. Mm. And I heard you mentioning earlier to your listeners about lockdown. You know, the Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations have done an outstanding
yes.
job of protecting community. Outstanding.
Yes.
And so, you know, the community's in good hands. They just need to listen
well, exactly.
to
Well, exactly. Exactly. And look, exactly. There's a prime example.
Yeah, 100%. And look, you know, people are looking at that and they're seeing that, you know, that sector, all the leaders in that sector that I've had the privilege to work with for many, many years, you know, just did an incredible job of seeing the risk to the community and getting out there and mobilising the community to look after each other. So I was really happy to hear you sharing that message earlier.
Yeah, beautiful,
right?
Yes. Lynn, thank you very much for sharing. Look, that's great news. Congratulations. Look, Oxfam is part of our community and doing a fantastic job and closing the gap. And it sounds like a broken record, but, yeah, we need to put, how you say, well done is better than well said. We need to put action behind the so-called phrase, closing the gap, yep.
Yeah. Well, lovely talking to you. Thanks for the invitation.
You take care. All the best, Lynn. Bye-bye.
All right. Talk soon. Bye.
Deadly Young there. Lynn Morgane, her name is. She's Oxfam Australian Chief Executive, and Oxfam has welcomed the federal government's engagement with Aboriginal community control sector to deliver more than $1 billion in new funding to improve the well-being of First Peoples. It's pleasing to see significant contributions support critical improvements in key areas, such as more than $250 million to support Aboriginal medical clinics and $75 million to support remote education. So I'm pretty happy with that, but it needs to be used properly, and it is a tool. Money's a tool. I need to act on it and close that gap. Like I said, sound like a broken record. Have your say, Yana Strong, out to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, on your Dindi country, BBM 98.7 FM, which we are in lockdown at the moment as of yesterday, Sunday 8 August till Wednesday 11 August 4 p.m. and no new cases in Cairns at this point in time as the taxi driver who got tested and found out driving around for 10 days that he was carrying the virus. So there it is. We need to do our bitch and mob. Stay safe, stay home, mask up, and act accordingly. But do have your say here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
I go swimming in my mind, another place, another time. When we were kids and free to be, Shanghai spears from wattle trees. Simple life, simple dreams. Bush campfires and Billy tea. Long may the rivers flow to where the oceans fall and rise. Orion, keep on shining. Cars and fast machines, only good in magazines. Don't poison me with your man-made dreams. Let rivers run naturally. Hear the birds in the early dawn, breaking news at your wake-up call. Long may the rivers flow to where the oceans fall and rise. Orion, keep on shining. Garbage trees, leave them there for you and me. All the kids and their kids too, share the dream, I know it's true. Comes a time to stand up strong. Keep our culture strong. Long may the rivers flow to where the oceans fall and rise. Orion, keep on shining clear. Moon fall down and the sunny climb.
Yeah, Yeah, that's the Pigram Brothers with their deadly track, Flow, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're flowing up all the deadly yarns and music here on National Talk Black. Give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. The number again, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So give us a call, have your say, and yarn up strong. And yarn up strong, but look, take care of your mob. We are in lockdown here at the moment in Cairns, Far North Queensland, Cairns and Yarrabah, and we need to abide by the rules. Lockdown as of Sunday, yesterday, 8th of August, 4 p.m. When doors opened up in regarding Brisbane and southeast Queensland, the lockdown was opened up from 4 p.m. but started here in Cairns, Far North Queensland, Cairns and Yarrabah. Thank you, mob there in Yarrabah. Good morning. Hope you're well. And look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Steve Renouf, who's the Australian Digital Health Agency, and talk about Guni Yalamaka connects Yarrabah community with technology for better healthcare. Fantastic. On the line, we got Steve. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, good, mate. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, brother. Good to see you. Good to be yarning with you. Can't see you, but I'm feeling you, my brother. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, Steve.
Yeah, mate. I'm from down southeast Queensland here. I'm a Goongri man on my mum's side, and Gubbi Gubbi. So Goongri's out at Mitchell in southwest Queensland, and Gubbi Gubbi is on the coast here from Redcliffe up to around Bundaberg. That's my dad's side.
Deadly footprint, my brother. Thank you very much. Now, you wear the hat there with Australian Digital Health Agency, consumer advocate. Let's talk about the role you're doing, but also talk about work that's going on there with Guni Yalamaka and Yarrabah. Good morning to the mob there, Yari.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. Obviously, you know, being hooked up with digital health, telehealth as well, and the My Health Record. I mean, that's where health's going at the moment. So the My Health Record is obviously a secure digital platform that you know, people's medical records can be recorded on. And everyone in Australia, if you didn't opt out, has a My Health Record. So there's, you know, close to 23 million Australians that have it. And obviously there with Yarrabah, they got the community hooked up to My Health, which is obviously assists with their health and what they do, especially if they travel out of Yarrabah.
Well, exactly, brother. And look, it's a way of keeping an eye on health, and wherever you may be, the records sort of follow you, don't they? It's digital, and it just protects you, so we know what's going on, and the record's there. So if you go to another doctor, if not your First Nation Health organisation, the information's there, you know?
Yeah, exactly, and that's a good thing about it. So, yeah, as I said, we like to travel around. There are people across Australia, and, you know, if you come to Brisbane or you go from Yarrabah into Cairns and you stay a few days, I mean, if something goes wrong, you can, and you've got underlying conditions, well, the GPs there or the doctors can check up on your My Health Record and see if you have a condition and what's going on. And, you know, like myself, I've got type 1 diabetes. So, you know, if I travel, I know the doctors, if I have a problem, they can check up and see that I've got my diabetes, and they can assist me then.
Yeah, and so we're talking about medication, so you've got the right medication. Well, the information that showed that this is the medication you're on, and so you'll be getting that medication and nothing different, so it doesn't affect the body, does it?
Exactly, and that there's been a lot of, you know, over the years, a lot of wrong drugs given to people.
Yes.
And, you know, the My Health Record makes sure that doesn't happen.
Well, exactly, brother. And we are in the 21st century, so they say if you're not online, get in line, so to speak. So it's about moving with the times, but it's making it safer, and it's making it more proactive in regarding bettering their health. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, definitely, mate. And that's the thing. You know, it's about, you know, keeping your family safe and your community, and this goes a long way in helping that. And I've said that across you know, the whole country, that this is probably one of the best things, you know, with technology, we this is where it's all going, and it's good to see a community like Yarrabah are already in the system and ready to go and protecting their people.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. So we're down here in lockdown. You guys there, Southeast Queensland, come out of lockdown. You hand the ball, partner punt, out to the winger. Here we are running with it. But look, we're doing good. There's no new cases. No, shouldn't laugh. But in regard to the situation that we're in, there's no new cases. So that's good news. And the bottom line is, Steve, we just all need to abide by the rules, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it is a funny thing. As you said, we just come out of a week lockdown and, you know, it's how it is. And, you know, Southeast Queensland's done really well and the whole of Queensland's done well. And,
exactly.
And, you know, now obviously Cairns is in lockdown, but it's only a few days. And, you know, look, Queensland has been great with this and, you know, Cairns and the region there in Yarrabah, and they'll do a great job, you know, do what's asked.
Yes.
And, you know, they'll be out of it in a couple of days.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. Listen, let's talk rugby league. Not looking good for any Queensland teams this year for the race, but I don't know, brother, back to the drawing board, eh?
Yeah, look, I out of the three teams, I thought the Titans are...
Yes.
You know,
well, they're still, foot in the door.
Yeah, they're in there. So we got the Titans to rely on. Unfortunately, well, they did beat the North Queensland Cowboys.
They did. They did.
Yesterday. So, sorry for that, people. But, you know, it's so we still got them guys running. And look, I mean, the other teams, like Broncos, will pick up. They're just going through just a phase, and they got to rebuild and, you know, and they've got some good signings coming on for next year.
Well, I think so, with Reynolds coming over, and he's now the new highest scorer ever, point scorer for Rabbitohs. And they said, we don't want you. Broncos said, we'll have you.
Exactly. So, you know, to get him, I think, you know, I think he's got a 3-year deal, but if we get a good 2 years out of him, he's going to be good for the club.
I think so.
Obviously, and, you know, especially in the halves. So we're looking forward to having him here.
Yeah, too deadly. Hey, Steve, nice talking to you. All the best to your team, your family there. Stay safe, brother. We'll yarn soon, eh?
No worries. Thank you for this time. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That's Steve Renouf, Australian Digital Health Agency, former Broncos, Queensland State of Origin, Australian Rugby League player, and working with our mob, working in health, and just found out, he's got diabetes, and that's why he swears by my health record. So very important for your mob to get onto that. And congratulations, Giruni Yalamaka, and their connection with technology for better healthcare for their mob. And a very good morning, your mob over there. Yes, you over there as well as here in Cairns. We're all in lockdown, but we need to abide by the rules, you mob. So look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn up here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And with that thing of your mob, let's go to Barry Cedric. Fly, Gula, fly. Too deadly. Seahawks. Yeah, too dirty. Fly, Guyula, fly. Big shout out, Yaraba. Hope you're well. And also want to give a big shout out there to Duane and Helen. Thank you very much. Invite me there to watch a young fella, Jira, play for the under 11 Razorbacks there on the weekend. Actually played against young Guyula Mob, and they went down to the Razorbacks, and young Jira scored a try there. So, too dirty, my brother, represent. But to young Aguila Mob, it's not what happens to your life, how you responded. Bounce back another game next weekend and be stronger at that. So, you Mob, don't forget, we're in lockdown here in Cairns and Yarrabah. The three-day lockdown for Cairns and Yarrabah started 4 p.m. Yesterday and ends on 4 p.m. on Wednesday, this Wednesday, August 11. Now, people in those areas around this area here are subject to the same rules that applied during the Southeast Queensland lockdown. However, residents in Cairns and Yarrabah are allowed to have up to 2 visitors in their homes. Okay, 2 visits, your mob, round for bullion rice, cup of tea, whatever, but that's all, 2 only. Residents must stay at home and only go out for 4 reasons. Number 1 is obtaining essential items such as groceries or medication. 2, essential work if you cannot work from home. 3, exercise within your local area within a 10K radius of your home. So if you mob there at Gordonville, well, you can't come into Cairns and go to Red Arrow. So you have to run up the Walsh's Pyramid there. Stay where you are, your mob, with no more than 1 person from outside your household. Now, also healthcare, including to get COVID-19 tests or vaccination or to improve health, help, care or support to vulnerable people or persons, or for an end-of-life visit to a hospital or aged care facility as such. So that's what's going on. Need to abide by those 4 rules. Now, what's closed, all schools will be closed for 3 days, except for children of essential workers, and universities or TAFEs will be switched to online learning. All non-essential businesses, including cinemas, entertainment and recreation venues, will be closed. That includes hairdressers, not that I need to go there, beauty and personal care services, gyms and places of worship. Restaurants and cafes will only be open for takeaway or home delivery. And Ms. Palaszczuk has requested Cairns and Yarrabah to be declared as a hotspot, as business can receive payment under the Commonwealth plan. So check out your Queensland webpage there, health webpage, regarding those funding. What are the rules on masks? Masks must be worn outdoors unless you're alone or with members of your household. You can take off your mask to eat or drink, and while doing strenuous exercise, masks must be worn on public transport and ride shares, and when you're working indoors, even when physical distancing is possible. That applies to teachers and school staff who are teaching children of essential workers, as well as high school students who can't do homeschooling. What's the situation with the vaccine? The outbreak in the Southeast community has spread through schools, so now all school staff and early childhood workers are now being prioritised for vaccinations, according to Queensland Health. So abide by the rules, your mob, and check out Queensland Health webpage, and you get more information that way. But otherwise, stay safe, your mob. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Now, for the local mob here in Cairns, Trendy Trevor will continue for another hour for a local National Talk Black program. It'd be a local Talk Black program, so you can add to the conversation constantly for another hour, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. To Daily Mob, add to the conversation. Stay strong.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We are Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people. Aboriginal people.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumblebrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yana, strong you, mob. Stay safe. We are locked down here in Cairns and need to abide by the rules, you mob. We're going to catch up with someone online. Someone, good morning.
Good morning again, brother. Yeah, I'll talk about the census and hopefully segue into the Olympics, brother.
Yes.
You know, like, census so that the government can make better planning. Brother, I'm still in, you know, like, for accommodation and housing for Blackwell.
Yeah.
I'm six of us still in a two-bedroom townhouse.
Oh, and brother, we're still, see?
We're still moving around like crab, and we just get a bougie slack flat.
Shut like, up. Knock off. But yeah, that just shows you, hey, brother, is the housing's so very important, and it's sad, the 21st century, brother. Not good.
Yeah. And brother, on the census, are you Aboriginal? I think it's past this used by date, you know, where people say, "Oh, you don't look Aboriginal." Brother, look at the Olympics. You look at all them countries. Mm. For instance, Netherlands, that old shield that fell over. She's the black one, and yeah. she represents the Netherlands. And she don't even look. You know, a lot of white people come from the Netherlands. Mm.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Yeah, yeah.
And even her name, you know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, the Japanese were complaining about Naomi Osaka. They said she didn't read Japanese, brother. on the Olympics, brother, it was. Yeah, I thought it had been gone for a while, but it was good to see Black Americans swimming, brother.
And yes.
One time ago, the belief was they couldn't swim because they had big bums or because they didn't pay enough money. But wasn't it good for us to have Samantha Riley? You know, I didn't know she was AMWAP too, brother, that swam for Australia.
Yes.
Brother, good Talika Clancy, brother, I loved it when they put a cross up to a fingernail with the Aboriginal colours, your brother. I really love that. And, lost again. Yeah.
Well,
sorry, brother.
You too, there, brother. Thank you for sharing, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
That's our someone there, regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. He did mention the census. Don't forget, August 10, that's happening tomorrow. Fill out your census, you mob. The number is 1-800-130-250. The number again, 1-800-130-250. If you've got any problems, you can go online, fill out the census. About 30 minutes. Now, with us mob here in Cairns, especially Yarrabah, we're up here in far north Queensland, in lockdown, specialist mob up here, we can have time to do that. But you make the time. 30 minutes, as I was talking to Sister Heidi Allen, campaign advisor, Australian Bureau of Statistics, and said it's very important that we do. It's only 30 minutes. Put the kettle on, have a cup of tea, and fill it out while you're relaxing at home. In between your Netflix movies, you can fill out the census, and we need to do that so we can have the data there, and so we can have funding in the special areas that we need to survive, you mob. 21st century. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Got a locked up again. Now I can't, now I can't, now I can't control my fate. I just can't, I just can't, I just can't get locked up again.
Don't blame it on the Corys. Don't blame it on the Noongars. Don't blame it on the Islanders. Don't blame it on the Murrays. Don't blame it on the Noongars. Don't blame it on the Yolngu. Don't blame it on the Hanangu. Don't blame it on the Murrays. Woo!
Corys. Noongars.
Shove it in ya.
Islanders. Murrays.
You better.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we share 'neath the stars above, for a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything. For a moment, wasn't I the king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say? You know I might have changed it all.
Deadly track there, The Dance. James Scott here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, going to catch up with Cheryl on the line. Cheryl, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, darling.
What are you in the yarn about, Gerald?
Yeah, I want to yarn. Now, I want to yarn about the Stolen Generation.
Yes.
Now, I'm part of that.
I'll let you know. I've got a minute, my sister. So, yeah, continue.
Okay. Sorry. Well, the thing is, every time someone says, you know, it's your right to do that, but then every time someone says, where you clan, where you come from, that is hurting to myself because I've got no brothers, no sisters, no nothing. The other thing is, with this money that the government's handing out for stolen children, why are only people that have been in the institutions entitled to it? Where myself, I'm not clearing for the money, but the thing. If they've been molested, what about if they've been made slaves?
Yeah.
So why is the government only handing out money to people that are in institutions?
You got a very good point there, Cheryl. I've got to go to news. Please give us a call tomorrow so we can continue that yarn, sister. That's Cheryl calling, and Phil, what you're saying there, my sister, very important question, yes, and well asked. Murray, got to go to news, you mob, but stay tuned, you local mob.